News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, it is my very, very great pleasure to be joined by Nicola Coughlan and Luke Newton, who, of course, are better known as Penelope Featherington and Colin Bridgerton from Bridgerton. Guys, okay, I'm fangirling wildly here, but I can't really believe that I'm getting to see you because I have been glued. I've been glued from season one, to be honest, to Bridgerton. But this is a really good season, isn't
it? Thank you so much.
Even they're releasing it in two halves to kind of build the anticipation. It's very exciting.
Yeah, some of the fans, I totally understand. People are like, we get it now because we're in that waiting period. People are like, why did you make us wait? And I'm like, but there's so much that happens in this season. And the second half is really good. Yeah. Really good.
I'm really worried about the second half.
I know.
Obviously, and we're not going to do spoilers. And I don't know what's happened, but you know, a lot of people have seen the first half. Obviously, there's a really lovely love story unfolding. As the is in every Bridgerton season, really. But you two have both had a glow up, you know, you've had these evolving characters and this evolving story. But there's lots of things that you, Luke, as Colin, don't know about Penelope. Yeah. And is it all going to go horribly wrong?
No. That's the thing with the split release. I think it was like, it's almost like it was written for that purpose.
I know, wild.
With the proposal at the end of part one, it really sets us up in a, like, exciting but dangerous place as we go into part two, because that's the best kept secret of all time.
Yeah, it's funny because you see them in this like real honeymoon period.
Yeah.
When we get back to Ep 5, but then it's that horrible underpinning of she's got this huge secret which could blow everything up and he doesn't know.
When I know little sneaky previews have been there, but when obviously you're going to make the announcement and all of that kind of stuff, like I'm thinking, Eloise, what's she going to do?
I know.
And clearly her nose is out of joint. But
also, she doesn't even know that Penelope fancies him. And then even we're engaged. And she's like, what? That's a lot of information at once.
That's the first obstacle, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Over Colin, like, knowing any other secrets, it's like Eloise is the first point of call.
Yeah. Absolutely fuming.
And that friendship between you has been so important in the other seasons. And like, that's also kind of sad that that's all over the place.
Well, it's such a gorgeous, like, Bridgerton explores so many different types of love stories, and theirs is a really important one. Like, their platonic love is so deep, and like, I'm lucky in my life, I have so many of those deep, brilliant female friendships. And Claudia is just amazing. We both got amazing scenes with her this season.
I actually was rewatching some of part two last night.
Really?
Just to like scratch up on my memory of it, because it's been a little while.
Yeah.
And like, the stuff with Eloise is heartbreaking.
It is
the biggest heartbreak of the show.
Yeah. I feel that too, because you can feel the loss. You know what I mean? There's a loss there, isn't
it? Definitely.
You two were like, you weren't exactly like wallflowers. You were also kind of, you weren't into the whole
scene, the
whole debutante,
all
of that stuff. You weren't into it.
Yeah.
And you were kind of together in that. And then
I know, and Penelope's so ready to be friends again, and Eloise is so not. And that you can see them like throughout the season, they get slightly closer and then something happens and it pulls back and that continues. But you're just desperate for them to like come together again.
The love story between you guys, it's ridiculously believable. Like, as in like the carriage scene and everything. I was like, oh, Lord, it's quite steamy. Is that hard to do as actors? And you know,
it's easier with a friend. It's so much easier. Well, it depends what kind of friend. But luckily for us, it felt really easy, and we had great trust in one another. And you know, you're so set up before you even go into those things with intimacy coordinators. And we had a lot of say in those scenes and what we did. So yeah, weirdly, I think in the lead up in season two, when we knew we'd lead season three, it felt more nerve wracking. But then when it came down to it, it was actually great.
And of course, particularly, I know you must know this, online everyone is gossiping, never mind about Penelope and Colin, but about Nicola and Luke and that relationship and all the speculation around it. And I have to ask, you said like as friends, but is it just friends?
Oh, we're great friends. But like I think we have a very unique relationship. I always say I don't have a relationship with anyone in my life like I have with Luke. Mm-hmm. And like, we will never have this experience again with anyone. So
it's kind of like we said with Eloise and Penelope, one of the most beautiful relationships in that is their friendship.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like us. Like, how amazing that two leads of the show can be like as close as we are.
Really, and we've traveled the world together now. And we'll have all these memories. Hopefully we'll look back in 20 years and we're like, remember when we
did
that?
But also, you guys were both, like, both characters were the sort of slightly overlooked nerdy totally. Oh, yeah, characters. For sure. Like your older brothers were quite dashing, and you were kind of, you know, all that. Now, you've had a mad glow up, haven't you? Like, you just arrived back into season two, and everyone was like, you know, oof, you know, all the fire emojis everywhere and all that. And then you came down the stairs in that green, you got out of the lemon yellow.
Oh, I know.
Awful
I know.
Things.
I did my time.
Oh, I actually felt so sorry for you because
Ashley,
they put you in such hideous things. And then you come out with this whole other colour palette, but
yes.
also, like, the two of you kind of went all bombshelly, and that's. But isn't that so lovely? Like you know when
yeah.
it
who
was like love a makeover moment.
Exactly, the nerds came back.
Yeah,
But that's why everyone was kind of rooting for you, isn't it? A little bit.
Oh, it's lovely. Well, it's just crazy to think how many people have watched this season. Yeah. Like, we saw the stats the other day, and it was like 2.3 billion views in like a week and a half or something. And we've, you know,
in our house we had like watch parties. Like yeah. I have a 22-year-old daughter who was
wow.
so incredibly jealous of me today that I'm doing this, and her
What's
and all
her name?
Her name is Ella.
Hello, Ella.
Oh, oh my God! Like, she's just like, she's probably fainting, but she's madly jealous that I'm getting to do this, because they had like watch parties, they were waiting, and all of this
We've
kind of stuff.
We've seen so much on social media, it's yeah. and it's really heartwarming
yeah.
because when you're making the show, it feels very removed from everything, and then to see people like all these girls sitting together having these big parties and like cheering and screaming in the yeah. carriage and. Husbands, we love the Bridgerton husbands.
Oh my God,
the ones
so
that
funny.
Quote unquote don't watch the
oh,
show.
Oh yeah, oh they, I get that all the time.
And
oh,
like, she can't
did you
marry
watch
Dibbling?
That? They can't look away from it. What are they
yeah.
even?
Yeah.
But I also think it's really nicely done, because women are really into Bridgerton, and I think we
yeah.
all know that. But dare I say, like the sex scenes, and it is quite racy. The every season, I feel very much that they are told from a female point of view, or for the female gaze, yeah. as yeah. people say, that in a way that
it's
a lot
sex
of
scenes where women are having a good time.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
And I can see my producer is laughing and cheering in the
That's
box.
A very important
But it's
part.
True, isn't yeah. it? It's like, this is about what women want,
yeah.
I 100%, guess.
100%, yeah. And I think, yeah, you're like, wait till you see part two.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm overly excited about
yeah.
all of this. And like, you are much loved, Nicola, in Ireland
oh,
in general,
so
ever
nice.
Since Derry Girls. You know, just, but you, I'm sure you know this.
Well, it's so nice. I feel like when, you know, because we've been all over the world, but it's lovely, you know, to come home.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so proud to be Irish.
Yes.
And like,
we're
the fact
so
that
proud.
Netflix have brought us here, I'm like, this is amazing.
We are so proud of you. I mean, I do
so
think
much.
We are, because like, I think we would often talk on the radio about like amazing television programs, and Derry Girls
oh, yeah.
gets such kudos all the time as
yeah.
people being the funniest, cleverest,
know.
You know,
it's, what an amazing
heartening kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, amazing acting too, in
Aww.
Fairness, like completely.
And
you
then
know.
To see like Siobhan McSweeney winning her BAFTA,
yeah.
Louisa Harland in Renegade Nell,
yeah.
like it's so exciting to see what everyone's gone on to do.
It is.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. The style in Bridgerton, I can't really let you go without mentioning that. Like, and your style today, like you are wearing some phenomenal
oh.
sort of like a sort of a tribute to the Regency time, but like is
yeah,
a green
really,
leather
it's
dress
green leather yeah it's philosophy it's I think it's custom as far as I know, but you had to wear the green
I think
for
it is
but Luke and I are both in our leather today.
Yeah, we are in our leather.
Are you
yeah.
Loewe?
Yeah.
Irish designer Jonathan
yeah,
Anderson.
Yeah.
Nice to plug those things.
Yeah.
But are you enjoying yourselves? Are you getting to really appreciate how great this is for,
yeah.
for like, your young
yeah.
actors,
yeah.
your young talents, but yet it's being recognised.
Yeah. We're definitely like starting to realise the scale, I think, particularly with this press tour, being able to travel the world and meet people in person. Like even just meeting some fans outside today, like out on the streets, like, and the people here are so, I love like just in Ireland, everyone is your best friend.
Oh, we're very friendly.
I automatically feel like I've just made a load
oh,
of friends
good.
Like on the streets.
I know, because it is like, it feels obviously different being here
yeah.
than everywhere else in the world. But when we arrived yesterday, we were treated literally like royalty in the airport.
It was amazing.
They took such
I
good
think
care of us.
I think they prefer you to royalty, frankly, here. I don't, we aren't that into royalty
well,
here.
Well, Michael D.
Well,
like,
fair.
Technically
I still think you, I think you probably give him a run for his money now, in fairness. He wouldn't like to hear me say, sorry, Mr. President. Yeah, so you are feeling that sense of it all.
Oh my God, it's
yeah.
so lovely. Like,
yeah.
I'm just, yeah, as I said, I'm so thrilled that we're here.
Irish.
Also, got to get Luke a pint, a Guinness.
Oh my goodness, you haven't had one yet. Where do you
well,
know?
Not in Ireland.
No.
I don't know where we're going to go.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know.
There's nowhere you can go without creating a stir.
We don't have much of a break, but I'd be like, we'll have to drive in quick. And curry time. Chips.
Yeah. Oh, spice bags.
Spice bags.
All that stuff. All the traditional Irish stuff.
Yeah. Naming all the crisps. You need to try like Bergbite's Tato.
Yeah. Tato are having their 70th anniversary thing. Oh. I'm sure they would be unbelievably pleased to hear you mention them. So they're all about that. can you give any people, people like me who are fans, any hope about where it's all going to end? Because I think I would be genuinely because there's so many obstacles now in the second half of the season for you guys. I mean, I see them and I'm already worried, but is there hope?
There's even more obstacles
that I don't even know about yet.
Yeah. That's what I thought when I was reading it. I was like, well, you know, they're engaged now. The obstacle obviously is the whistledown secret.
Yeah.
What else is there to overcome? And Jess and her writing team have just so beautifully put in this script, which just takes us every which way. And it's amazing. There's a really cool scene I watched last night, which is like everyone's involved and we're in the Bridgerton drawing room and we're playing a game.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice to have like all the old cast members back and we all...
Yeah, because this year it really felt like family because, you know, in season two we filmed during COVID, so we were so separate as a cast. And then season three for us all to come back together.
Yeah.
And like that was really fun. We shot that right before Christmas.
How many years have you been working on it since you started?
5 years.
Wow, so that's like you kind of grown up on it to some extent.
Weirdly, yeah, it's strange.
There's weird like parallels in that our characters grow up.
Yeah.
Growing up, like,
yeah, it's lovely. So more obstacles. See, where my head is at is Lady Whistledown. She's an integral part of the show. She's the narrator. She stirs lots of pots and plot lines.
Yeah.
But is she incompatible, her existence, with the love affair between the two of you?
There's a lot of cognitive dissonance for Penn. And it's in season one, she kept them very separate. In season two, the fame of Whistledown started to get to her a little bit. But then I think in this season, she starts to realise she can no longer keep them as separate. And in part two, I should say, it really starts to dawn on her that Whistledown is a big part of who she actually is.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? And
it's difficult because Colin is he's like the sensitive soul that probably hates her the most.
Yes, I know, because obviously you've done a bit of a hatchet job on the Bridgertons a couple of times.
but
unnecessary. Well. But you have, and I know why you did it. Yeah. It was like there was goodness behind it, but still, and all. Ooh.
I know. And the first episode when she slags off Colin, and it's like she forgets she's done it, and then her sisters are reading it. She's like,
oh, that's
brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
She's like,
well, also, if she wasn't involved, Colin would be off with Marina with the twins.
You know, there you go.
He'd be married off, so she kind of. Saved him for a real love match.
True.
He does have depth. I kind of think he can get over all this, but I don't know.
I know. Yeah. He's the best of them all.
He's the best of them all.
The pick of them, as we'd say here.
The pick of the crop. Look, on that note, I know you're busy and I'm going to have to let you go, but thank you so much for coming in. And we are very excited about the new episodes dropping. I'm still hopeful of a happy ending.
You got to wait and see.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.